Chapter 23. July 26th of Year 2. Adam and Eve are at the end of their 8th month, and the incubation chamber reports very satisfying data. Adam is 41 centimeters long and weighs 2,200 grams, while Eve is slightly shorter and lighter. In both, all their organs are fully developed. Eve is clearly the more active one. Sometimes she kicks her legs for several minutes. Adam, on the other hand, seems lazy, and his movements are slower. The incubation chamber talks to them every day. For the first time in a long while, I hear a female voice acoustically. The room in which Adam and Eve will spend their first years is now ready for them. I like the chamber's voice, even though one can tell it is machine-generated. Is this intentional? Technically, it is not necessary, as my own voice still sounds like that of the human being it once belonged to. Our two passengers, though, will have no frame of reference. During a boring minute, I analyzed all the positions Adam and Eve have assumed during the past months. Since the 13th week of pregnancy, there has been an interesting trend. More often than not, the two of them lie facing each other. It is as if they are aware of the sibling on the other side of the division. It is particularly impressive that their tiny arms and legs touch the dividing wall simultaneously and at approximately the same height. I assume the pulse of their heartbeat is imperceptibly transferred to the wall of the chamber. Will they be as inseparable later on?